I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, March 17th. National Grid says that Newport Avenue in Quincy will be repaved beginning today. Repaving will begin at Furnace Brook Parkway and continue north to Cedar Street. In Phase 1, the company says they have completed the North Quincy Cable Replacement Project and are now ready to rebuild Newport Avenue. Furnace Brook Parkway and the Southern Artery will be repaved in Phase 2, which has not yet been scheduled. For the first time in decades, Red Line trains are now running at 50 miles per hour. It's full speed ahead for trains on the Braintree branch. The first trains of the morning yesterday reached their maximum speed of 50 miles per hour between North Quincy and Braintree. It's been years in the making. Late last year, slow zones were finally lifted on the Red Line, which cleared the way for the train to reach their original intended speed for the first time in 22 years. For years, the trains could only go 40 miles per hour. The T says it's working to increase speeds on other sections of the Red Line as well. The Acapulco's restaurant in Quincy Center is all but gone. Demolition crews began taking down the building last week to clear the way for a new pocket park for President John Quincy Adams. The city purchased the property for $2.4 million and will spend a total of $6.6 million creating the new park. Acapulco's closed after 20 years in business. It's unclear if they will relocate in Quincy. Mayor Thomas Koch says he hopes to dedicate the new park on the birthday anniversary of President John Quincy Adams on July 11th. Norfolk County Sheriff Pat McDermott says he's expanding the programming at the Hope Center in Braintree, which helps people in prison move on after they serve their sentences. McDermott says the Hope Center will now offer a prison to prosperity program to help former inmates navigate life after prison, a coping skills program to help with stress and anger issues, a house of change to help individuals organize a living space, and hopeful expressions to use art as a tool for emotional healing. The Hope Center opened last year at the Braintree Public Safety Complex and has served dozens of clients, including 86 justice-involved individuals. Now, 13 people are facing charges in connection with incidents at this year's St. Patrick's Day parade in South Boston. Yesterday's parade was a celebratory occasion for many Bostonians, but it wasn't without incident. This year's event began at 11:30, an hour and a half earlier than usual, in an effort to avoid the rowdiness of last year's celebration, which drew record crowds of about 1 million people and led to 11 arrests. 9 people were arrested yesterday, and 4 people were summoned to South Boston District Court. The various charges the 12 adults and 1 juvenile are facing range from drinking in public, being a minor in possession of alcohol, destruction of property, disorderly conduct, resisting arrest, disturbing the peace, and assault and battery on a police officer. Officers also confiscated alcohol, including a large number of blackout rage gallons, or Borgs, due to underage and public drinking. Police shared several photos of the seized Borgs, including one with dozens of the drinks lined up on the steps of the South Boston courthouse. T police also shared a photo of confiscated alcohol. Several South Boston residents reported rowdy behavior to 311, Boston's non-emergency service line, for noise complaints, underage drinking, and one instance of public urination. Boston Fire Department battling intense flames yesterday after a huge fire broke out at a trash transfer station in Roxbury. The department announced the fire about 8:30 yesterday morning as heavy smoke billowed from the station near Gerrard Street, less than 2 miles away from the St. Patrick's Day parade. Fire officials quickly increased their response as the smoke turned thick and black. About 9 a.m., firefighters were ordered out of the building. By 10:30, about 150 firefighters were on scene to help put out the blaze. Fire officials and the Boston Public Health Commission urge neighbors to avoid the area and keep their doors and windows closed to keep the smoke out. By 4:30 yesterday, firefighters were able to remove debris to get closer to the source of the flames. Three firefighters were taken to nearby hospitals with non-life-threatening injuries. Just after 5 o'clock last night, Fire Commissioner Paul Burke estimated damages to be about $4 million. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. Beth Israel Deaconess Milton Hospital is expanding its emergency department. Ground was broken last week on an expansion project that will nearly double the number of beds in the emergency department. The hospital's emergency department was originally built to serve 26,000 patients per year. The hospital says they are currently serving about 42,000 patients per year due to the closure of nearby healthcare facilities. The expansion will also increase the number of observation spaces where patients can be evaluated and treated for shorter stays in the hospital. Project is also expected to provide modernized space and technology, creating a more welcoming space for patients and staff. Milton Hospital recently completed upgrades to patient rooms, nursing stations, hallways, family rooms, medication rooms, and staff areas. The emergency department expansion will be completed next year. Now, the issue of making Lunar New Year a school holiday in Quincy is coming back before the City Council. At-large Councilor Nina Liang will introduce a resolution at tonight's meeting, calling on the mayor to take whatever action is needed to enforce the law that the City Council approved last year. Liang says the council unanimously passed and the mayor signed a law making Lunar New Year a holiday in the Quincy Public Schools. But the school committee has refused to enforce the law, citing a legal opinion that said the City Council has no jurisdiction over the school calendar. The school committee voted again recently 4-3 against making Lunar New Year a school holiday. Liang says that more than 40% of Quincy students are of Asian descent and that a Lunar New Year school holiday would recognize the value, symbolism, and practical effect on thousands of families. Currently, Quincy students may take an excused absence for the Lunar New Year or other cultural holidays. A resolution will be introduced at tonight's City Council meeting in Quincy asking city workers should be given a 30-day leave of absence if they want to be blood or stem cell donors. Ward 5 Councilor Dan Minton will introduce the resolution, saying currently bone marrow and blood cell donors lack the same protection as other organ donors. State law currently allows for paid leave for municipal workers who are organ donors. Minton's Second Chance at Life initiative states that 50% of people on bone marrow or blood cell donor lists decline to help out of fear they'll lose their jobs if they take time off. The resolution says the donor shall be confirmed by the National Bone Marrow and Blood Stem Cell Donation Registry or the National Donate Life Registry. Massachusetts lawmakers want to restrict a type of rat poison that's particularly dangerous to birds, pets, and wildlife. One hawk spent 4 months recovering from eating a poisoned rat at Weymouth's New England Wildlife Center. The New England Wildlife Center released the red-tailed hawk back into the wild 4 months after it came to them because it ingested a type of rat poison known as an anticoagulant rodenticide. Veterinarians at the center believe the hawk collided with a building. The bird had extensive trauma, but x-rays came back negative for fractures. And then they tested its blood to see if had it ingested the rodenticide. Those results were positive. The bird was rehabbed for 4 months. The center says that these birds are natural predators for rodents. They once had an owl show up after ingesting rodenticide. It stayed at the center for 252 days before being released, and during that time, it consumed 2,000 mice. The rodenticides can also impact pets who ingest an animal that ate the poison. The red-tailed hawk was released into the wild this past Friday by State Representative Jim Hawkins. He is the co-sponsor of a bill that will restrict the use of rodenticides. There was a previous bill proposed, but Hawkins said it was mostly for data collection, while the new bill will inhibit usage. He estimates that there are about 70 other legislators ready to co-sign his bill. Check of business news this morning. Stocks open the day in positive territory. The Dow is up 674 points on Friday. The NASDAQ jumped 451. The S&P added 117. Stocks advanced in Asia today, although they gave up much of their early strong gains after President Trump told reporters that he would go ahead with more tariffs despite worries over their impact on the economy and the markets. The dollar rose, the euro is down, and oil at $67 a barrel. In sports, Bruins host the Sabres tonight at 7. The Celtics host the Nets tomorrow night at 7:30. Forecast from the National Weather Service for today, rain heavy at times with gusty winds. At a high of 58 degrees, the rain tapers off tonight, the low of 52. Sunshine returns tomorrow. A high of 55, mostly sunny Wednesday with a high 56, and then cloudy on Thursday, but a high Thursday near 60. For the boater today, waves 2 feet. The wind out of the south, 15 to 20 knots, gusting to 25. High tide 2:22 this afternoon. Sun rose at 6:51, sets at 6:53. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Monday, March 17th.